Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello, hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
Almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so this is kind of a long story, so I'll try to keep it short. My boyfriend Josh has this party every year on Labor Day weekend. His parents, they have this beach house out in Sandbridge, and they have this deal that if he cleans and closes the house for the season, he can have his friends over for a party.
Oh.
Yeah, so every year a bunch of us all go over there, and it's like this huge end of the summer party.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But this year I couldn't go for the first part of the weekend because I actually had to be in Ohio for my great aunt's funeral. So I was in Ohio till Sunday morning, and then we came back and I went to the beach house.
Okay, so this was kind of a roller coaster weekend for you.
Well, yeah, but it gets even worse. So I get there on Sunday. Everybody's basically just drinking and stuff. And I noticed right away that as soon as I showed up, everybody started acting, like, different, you know? Like, I don't know how to describe it. They were just weird. Like, it was almost like they were surprised to see me, which is weird because I come in for a year, you know?
So was it almost like you weren't welcome there?
Kind of, yeah.
But isn't this your boyfriend's party?
Yes.
So, like, why would they be surprised to see you then?
Exactly. I don't know. So anyways, like, I put my stuff away in the bedroom. I go looking for my friend Chelsea. And she'd been sending me pictures on Friday night of, you know, just the drinking games and stuff.
Okay.
So I go looking for her, and she's just, like, gone. So I ask Josh, like, where's Chelsea? And he goes, I think she left already. So I text her and I'm like, where'd you go? And she never texts me back. So, I mean, I didn't make a big deal about it, but that night nobody really wanted to party or anything. They were just all being lazy, like watching TV. And I was like, you guys are being so lame. I wish Chelsea was here. And then one of the guys who was there says to me, yeah, why don't you ask Josh where she is?
Okay. So did you?
Yeah. I was like, why did Chelsea end up leaving so early? He goes, I don't know. Some people just can't hang, I guess.
See, why do I feel like he's lying about that statement?
Okay, see? Like, that's exactly what I thought. So anyways, the past few days, all I'm hearing is that the real reason she left was because of something Josh did, but nobody will tell me anything.
So what do you think happened?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay, so here's my guess. My guess is either they got in a huge fight and he threw her out, or the other scenario, which is the opposite.
You know, I mean, Chelsea were my good friends, so it's probably not the opposite.
Well, did you ever get a hold of Chelsea? Like, did she ever text you back?
Yeah, and I asked her if everything was okay, and she said fine, and then asked me how the rest of the weekend went.
So she changed the subject quickly. So it sounds like, okay, you're probably not going to get the truth from Josh or from Chelsea, but Now, this is exactly where a Z Morning Zoo three-way call comes in handy. So what if we did this? What if we texted both Josh and Chelsea and said the same thing? Something like, I'm about to call you real quick. We need to talk about Hannah. Now, if we do that and then we call each of them at the same time, what you're going to get to hear, Hannah, is a private conversation between the two of them that they think is private, but really we're all going to get to hear what they're saying.
Okay, so how does that work exactly?
Well, we need both of their phone numbers. We'll send the text during the commercial break, and then we'll call them both at the same time, and then we hope to God that they both answer.
Yes.
So either it works perfectly, or it totally blows up in our faces and we look really stupid. But in the end, you'll have nothing to lose either way, because they won't know you're even involved, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so let's get the numbers, and then we'll send each of them a text message. Let's send them something that says like, hey, it's Josh. Hey, it's Chelsea. And then say, I'm about to call you from my work number. Please pick up. We need to talk about Hannah.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And then if they both pick up, then, you know, game on. And if either of them text you back, like, what about Hannah? Don't write back.
Okay.
Just write back something like, I'm calling you right now. Because what happens, we'll try to make this happen. They both answer and we'll all listen when we come back next.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. You tell me.
Well, what's going on with Hannah?
I'm assuming you heard from her.
Not since last weekend.
Okay, well, if you do hear from her, I wouldn't bring up what happened.
Well, duh. I thought you were going to tell her.
I did.
So how did she take it?
I mean, she was upset at first, but then she was, like, sort of cool with it. But she said she doesn't ever want to hear about it again. So if you can't talk to her, just don't bring it up.
So what, she was cool with it?
I mean, look, that's what she said. She said she just didn't want to hear about it anymore. That's all.
But you did tell her.
No, he didn't tell me about it. So do you want to explain to me what the hell happened?
Oh, snap!
Chelsea, you want to explain to me what my boyfriend supposedly told me about?
Oh my God, you're such an asshole, Josh.
Me? What? Don't look at me. I'm not the one responsible for this.
No, actually, we're the ones responsible for this. Josh and Chelsea, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. And right now, you're both on Dirty Work Wednesday. Okay? I'm assuming at this point, since you both admitted something happened and we have Hannah listening in, does one of you guys just want to admit to it now and just get it over with?
You know what? Since this is his fault to begin with, I'm going to let your boyfriend explain.
Oh. All right, so look, okay, what you have to understand is, like, all right, a bunch of us were drunk on Saturday and we were all kind of just messing around with each other.
Okay. Keep going.
All right. So me and Chelsea both just wanted to get some sleep. We were trying to stay up while everybody else was out on the beach, you know, smoking weed and shit. So we ended up in the same bed and some stuff happened, but we didn't have sex.
Okay, Hannah, he's lying to you again. We did have sex. I'm sorry. I know you probably don't ever want to be my friend again, but I'm not going to let him lie to you anymore, okay? I feel absolutely terrible, and I totally understand if you don't want to talk to me again.
You know what? I appreciate you guys telling me the truth, okay? Yeah, I hope it was worth it, Josh. You guys can just have each other now. You obviously deserve each other.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for ruining my relationship, everybody.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't have lied to me and your girlfriend, you know?
Screw you, Chelsea.
Yeah, you already did that. That's kind of how we got into this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.